Paige Patterson can't really remember where the idea came from, but she does know the general atmosphere. Eastlake had been attracting artists in recent years. Meanwhile, a merchant group formed to capture community interest in revitalizing the neighborhood. Patterson is president of that group. So it's against this backdrop that
we sat around the table and said it would be really cool if we could have some art in these empty windows.
And that's the crux of the Art in Empty Windows project. Artists put up their work in vacant buildings.
So instead of having papered up windows in a depressed area that Eastlake is known to be, instead of them just being papered up and ugly, we can bring some beauty in that.
That's Jeff Willoughby, president of the Eastlake Arts District. He's helping organize Art in Empty Windows. He says beyond simply beautifying otherwise vacant buildings, the project is intended to increase foot traffic in the neighborhood, bring people through who might not otherwise come to Eastlake, and ultimately attract investment. Such art-to-fight-blight plans like this one have been underway in communities from San Francisco to Detroit to Buffalo. Among the people to kick off the Birmingham effort is fabric artist Michelle Reynolds. She was pretty excited to be asked.
I said, yay! Hooray!
Reynolds has created panels she calls Quilt the Forest, scenes of trees, turtles, and snakes inspired by the Ruffner Mountain Nature Preserve, which is in Eastlake. Reynolds says hanging the pieces in an undeveloped storefront seems like an odd place for artwork, but
it's still putting art in the community. People are seeing it. They're going to have questions about it. They're going to like it or they're not going to like it and have the same opinions as gallery goers. It's all the same to me.
This evening, the public will get the first chance to see this fabric art through a kind of street-side gallery opening, some refreshments, mingling, and unveiling. However, there's still work to be done. Jeff Willoughby tears down the paper covering this store window. He and a couple of volunteers are cleaning up the space to make way for the artwork. After the paper, it's working off the tape residue.
This bottle is giving it all it's got.
Outside, as Willoughby surveys the 7600 block of First Avenue North, he's excited. He hopes the program expands to other properties with ongoing monthly displays. He'd love to have artists and businesses pushing to participate. And long term?
We would just like to see people back out on the streets after 5 o'clock. We'd love to see the businesses open, restaurants, shops that stay open.
But in the midst of all this vision, there's one big blemish, if you will. Right across the street from where Art in Empty Windows will launch is an adult theater and bookstore. The seedy side of the street, Willoughby calls it. Art combats that too, he says.
People will come out and see the art and make the people that want to visit the seedy side of the street, we want to make it uncomfortable.
Willoughby says the adult business has been part of the fabric of the neighborhood for decades. But if Eastlake is to turn around, he says, they'll need to clean up or clear out. Management for the theater and bookstore did not return a call for comment. That's a pretty minor concern, though, for organizers. Instead, Art in Empty Windows is about building on what Paige Patterson of the Eastlake Merchant Group calls a perfect storm for neighborhood revitalization.
Success to me is art in occupied windows.
That attempted transition, empty to occupied via public art, starts tonight. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.